Mastery versus slavery. We always think there are two options. In life, you master your life. Even, you know, you're a gardener. You say, I want to just, you know, be a master gardener, right? But that's not a very good example of what I want to share. What I want to share, it's about life. You know, some of us, we think, or most of us, we think, oh, man, I'm kind of like I live like a slave, and I'm a slave to my own life. I need to master my life, you know, and use the power of my will, even my prayer, and become the master of my own life. And it's a kind of like a wish and a dream most of us we have to go from a slavery in life. You know, not a bodily slavery, but like being a slave of life, you know, and to want to become the master. Just now in our age and our time, the people that they are famous in social media or famous in Hollywood, or there are so many young billionaires we have, we look at their life and we say, okay, that's the mastery I want. I want to be a master like them, but I'm kind of like a slave. You know, in life, I want to be like them. Then, you know, you're a follower of Jesus. You say, I want to be a person of integrity that God would bless me. I will give my tithe and offering. I want to have a business. And then I want to be a master like that, right? But to climb the ladder of mastery with integrity, with prayer, with giving money to the poor and the needy and humanitarian cause, then I could help a lot of missionaries, I could help a lot of poor and the needy, but still I have to be a master in order to do that, right? Okay. You look at the life of someone like Apostle Paul. Most of it was a struggle. It looked like he even lived like a slave. There wasn't almost any kind of a mastery. He wrote a couple of letters, several letters to churches. After thousands of years, became our Bible. He had no idea. He went to jail many times. Got beaten many times. Stoned to death. He said he had the fear of his own life. He said he died daily. What kind of a mastery was that? Right? But in our age and our time, it's my own problem. I want to be a master in life. Paul said he was a slave to Christ. Oops. Most of us, what we do, we go from slavery in life and we try to climb the ladder of mastery and become a master of our own life. But it looked like Paul had different view of a slavery and mastery. He said he was a slave to Christ. And he had one master, Christ. Jesus Christ. Then why do I spend most of my life trying to become a master of my own life and take control of my life? Then I could do missionary works or humanitarian works, and I could do all kind of works. Why do I do that? Because my view of life need to be adjusted in a dramatic way. Bible said, repent. I heard many people say repent means completely turn around. If you were going this way, you go 180 degree, almost the opposite way, repent. Then my view of mastery and slavery has to repent. I have to repent of my view of mastery and slavery. I'd rather to be a slave of Christ and not try so hard to be to go from a slavery in my life to mastery in my life. I'd rather to have one master, Christ. I don't need to become a master in life and master of my own life. I have one master, Christ Jesus, the Creator. Right? Then He is the master. I don't have to become the master. I don't have to crave the life of so many masters around me anymore. And I don't have to look at so many slaves in around me, so-called slaves in life, and say, oh my God, I need to get the heck out of here, this slavery in life. I need to become a master. Then I could go back and help all these slaves around me. No. This is my personal opinion. I should never come out of slavery. Paul said it. But that's a different kind of slavery. Meaning, when we're a slave to Christ and we know, and that's our direction, that's our goal, that's our compass, He will treat us like kings. We will sit and we are sitting next to Him. But that kind of a kingship, it looks like we have to put the cloak of slavery, which is humility, and be comfortable. Some of us, we feel that we are in prison on earth, meaning a financial prison, bodily even prison and sickness. We are trying so hard to come out of the prison, but Paul didn't try so hard to come out of the prison, nor he cursed the prisoners, meaning he didn't curse life. Some of us, we are. We want to get so out of this prison. We want freedom on earth, meaning physical freedom, no sickness, financial freedom. We want all kind of freedom, meaning I don't want to be in prison and I don't want to be a slave anymore. But Paul was comfortable with prison because his freedom was Christ. He was okay to live like a slave because his master was Christ. You and I, we have seen so many people in our age. Younger one, that's a different story. They have their life ahead of them. They will see later on. With us, a little bit older, beautiful people, we know. We have watched some of our friends and family members and people around us. They took the road of mastery, and they so-called became masters in their life. But that doesn't mean that was the right journey. You cannot have two masters, Jesus said. I cannot master my own life and be a master of my own life and have master, Jesus Christ. But He said you cannot have two masters. You will hate one and serve another. He was talking about the money and mammon. And also is success too. I cannot be a master of my own life and have a master, Jesus Christ. I need to pick one. Then I pick Master Jesus. Some of us, maybe we are in financial prison. Some of us, my brother got both of his legs amputated. Perhaps physical prison. And we are trying so hard to get out of it. Actually, he's not. He has received it because Christ and the Father and Holy Spirit, it's his freedom, my brother's freedom. I'm using him as example. We should not have self. He doesn't have any self-pity. Like, oh, poor me. No, because he knows. His health is Christ. His master is Christ. His country is Christ. His life is Christ. He doesn't have full-time ministry. Susie and I, we do. But to me, he is way ahead of me. I still have a lot of attachment and medals I put around myself. Haman, my brother, he has no medal because Christ is his medal. He doesn't have earthly achievement. He has a lot of love, but Christ is his achievement. Then Christ should be my medal and your medal. Christ should be our achievement. Christ should be our master. We should be a slave of Christ. Christ is our freedom. I'm just talking because it came to me this morning. I'm not master of what I really preach or talk. I crave these things, but I'm not master of it. You know what? Christ is. For 20-something years, I tried to really love, tried to be a master at love, but I can't. Then I have to say, Christ in me, you are the master of love in me. I can't do it. I tried to be a master of humility. Oops. Just like that. You know what I mean. It's just the empty wind that goes out of me. That's what Paul said. He considered everything like dung. My own integrity, my own humility, my own love. I tried to be a master at becoming a good husband. Try it. It's okay. In trying, we will keep dying. It's fine. But I'm just saying, the master, we only have one master, is Christ Jesus. And I'm his slave. So are you. We better realize we are his slave. But as a slave, we inherit everything he ever had. That's amazing. We have to put that cloak of slavery. Carry your cross and follow me. Carry your slavery and follow me, I could say. Do not be slave of this world. Do not try to become master of this world. You have one master, Jesus Christ, which will treat you as a king. But keep walking with him. Renounce your desire to become a master on earth. Or become a slave on earth. Only slave of Christ. Renounce your, when I say your, I mean me too. Renounce your desire to be free from prison on earth. Any kind of prison. As I said, financial prison, bodily prison. You are free in Christ. The freedom is Christ. Paul started to sing in his prison. That's why the chain fell off of him. And he didn't do that to get rid of the chain, because his freedom was Christ. When my freedom and your freedom is Christ, regardless of our circumstances, then the chain will fall and may fall. Even if it doesn't fall, our freedom is Christ. The chain are just like, even they are not real. They're illusion. And that was the message for myself. Sorry about that noise I made. I had to do it. And I think that's it. Mastery and slavery.